The Dub D Dub Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Let Michael, Christina, Jordan, and Cameron entertain you not only with Orlando attractions, but attractions all across the country. Their videos are completely unscripted, 100% genuine, and just a load of fun. I promise if you watch them on YouTube once, you'll watch from that point forward. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, as well as at the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. Hello and welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponacorvo. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing.
You're doing, and you have no idea why you're on the phone with me right now, do you?
Not right now.
All right. So before we started winging every show and just doing things off the top of our head with no prep work whatsoever, I actually did some prep work, and it was about a year ago at this time that I did this prep work. But through some bizarre sequencing of where I placed this file, I couldn't find it. But it's more relevant now than ever. Peter, do you want to know the history of the phrase, "I'm going to Disney World" at the Super Bowl?
Ah, this may be important for people I cheer for soon.
See this? You know, that's why I get you, right?
Yeah.
So, by the way, good victory, my friend.
Thank you. For those that don't know, I am a big Atlanta Falcons fan, so... handing Green Bay their keisters on a tray.
That was a beat.
Yesterday, at the time of this recording, was pretty enjoyable for me, actually.
Cool. All right, so Pete, so I printed this article from SBNation.com last year, early February, before the Super Bowl, and then it got lost somehow in the shuffle. But so I've been sitting on this article for 1 year, waiting to spring it out at the right moment. So you ready to go with me? Can I tell you a story here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to pretty much read from the article. So again, I'm going to give full credit here to SB Nation, but this is something I often wondered. So I'm going to Disney World and I'm going to Disneyland have staked their places in the pop culture lexicon because of the Super Bowl. The phrases both exclaimed after the game with different commercials airing depending on where you live in the country have been uttered by non-Super Bowl champions frequently since the first instance in 1987. Do you remember who it was in 87? Football history?
Oh, wow. 87.
I wouldn't be surprised. No clue. I wouldn't remember it either, but you'll learn about it later on. But the association is closest with the Super Bowl, an unrivaled celebration of commercialization. Since 1987, the phrases have been used as part of Disney's What's Next campaign. Phil Simms kicked off the tradition after the New York Giants beat the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 21. Hang on, it's XXI. That's 21, right, big guy?
Yeah, that was the year after the Bears won. Super Bowl 20, yes. 85.
There we go. Yeah, you caught me because I was thinking of the 85 Bears, but they won in 86, of course. So
technically, yes.
All right, so Sims...
Not bad for a Falcons fan, right?
Right? And my math skills are showing that good, so...
I do still live in Chicago, so if I didn't know that, I'd probably be... run out of town or violently assaulted.
By Green Bay Packer fans.
Probably wouldn't care.
They wouldn't care. Simms wasn't being candid. The idea was supposedly concocted by Jane Eisner, the wife of Disney CEO Michael Eisner. Both Simms and Broncos quarterback John Elway agreed to utter the famous line in exchange for, what was the payday, Pete? What do you think the payday was?
I'm going to say $10,000.
$75,000.
$75,000 to say I'm going to Disney World. Yes. Seriously?
If they were victorious.
Pay me $75, I'll scream I'm going to Disney World.
We're screaming it because we're just going to scream it, right?
We don't even. Yeah, we just get to go.
Right? So Simms ultimately walked away with a cushy payday. The format for the commercials has followed the same essential format since Simms' turn. After a series of highlights set to When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio, the camera cuts to a player in the immediate aftermath of the Super Bowl win, and a narrator poses with the famous question, Blank, you've just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next? The player looks into the camera and answers. The commercial ends with an image of fireworks exploding over Cinderella's castle at Disney World or Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland. The unseen voice posing the question is Mark Champion, who is very familiar with professional sports scene. Champion is currently the primary radio play-by-play voice for the Detroit Pistons and has called games for the Detroit Lions, Detroit Fury, Michigan State men's basketball, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the past. The commercial has aired every Super Bowl since 1987, except for one. In 2005, the commercial did not air, though the reason for the absence is still unclear. The NFL was still reeling from the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction in 2004. I can't help but smirk as soon as I say that.
Yeah.
Right? And that was pretty creepy. And may have been leery of any advertising relying on spontaneity. Disney may also have felt that the campaign was losing its effectiveness after 19 years. There is no formula for who gets to utter the phrase. If you are a quarterback or a Super Bowl MVP, your odds increase, though. Coaches, running backs, and wide receivers have also taken part. Other sports have gotten in the act, too, though not with regularity the same year that Sims, though not with any regularity. The same year Sims began the tradition, Magic Johnson of the LA Lakers and Frank Viola of the Minnesota Twins also uttered the phrases, though the performances didn't have the same iconic hold. Other honorees include Santa Claus, Gretchen Carlson as the 1988 Miss America, various college graduates, and a recent spate of American Idol winners. And then they have a whole list of participants below, including Phil Simms, Doug Williams, Joe Montana, Otis Anderson, Mark Rippon, Emmitt Smith, a gigantic list. And yes, Tom Brady is on the list.
Yeah, no.
A couple times. So.
Yeah, no.
I just thought it'd be something good to get out there. I've been sitting on this, and you know, I was always fascinated by that, because you see the commercial, right?
Yeah.
Right? We want to know the root of it. So let's assume that SB Nation actually printed this, and it's factually correct. Well, now you know. Right?
Yep.
All right, brother.
That's an interesting piece of info.
I know you're getting ready for your show. Just wanted to get a quick one in. So, you know, good luck in a couple weeks. I hope you guys pull it out for your sake. Though, truthfully, I'm probably cheering for the Patriots. But since you, my Disney brother, is pulling for the Falcons, I'll wear the Falcon cap for that day.
Got mine on right now.
That a boy. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great evening.
See you, everybody.